Informed, non-inflamed. Politics.
So moderates are just meh? Well, let's give you another side. Hi, everyone. John Daly here with a little informed, not inflamed. Now, most polls will say that the majority of Americans are moderate. You can't tell by our politics, though. Donald Trump has a strongman ideology. Some people would say it borders on fascist. He seems to be on the side of dictators like Putin, MBS, and Duterte. On the other side, the so-called progressive wing of the Democratic Party leans towards socialism. The other day, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, said that being moderate is just an attitude of life, like meh. Well, here's where she kind of takes on Trump's ideology. Here's what we've seen happen. When our politics turns towards ideology and away from practicality, that's when we run into problems. That is exactly what's happening now. There's a great book out there called The Righteous Mind by Jonathan Haidt, and it's H-A-I-D-T. It's about 4 years old, but his conclusions hold up. He examined why people vote the way they do. He also looked at why some people are conservatives and others are liberal. But one of his biggest conclusions was about ideology, because that's what people look for, and that's what people tie themselves into. He talks about organizations like associations, religions, and corporations. And here's what Haidt says these organizations do. They bind and then they blind. What does that mean? It means they bind you. They bring you together for a cause. Then as time goes on, they blind you to keep you when things change. There are tons of good examples. The Catholic Church blinding us about pedophile priests. Major League Baseball in the 1990s ignoring performance-enhancing drugs because it boosted attendance. How about college basketball and the money scandal with shoe companies? Democrats were quick to throw Senator Al Franken under the bus for something he did years before without due process. How about the GOP? They are a real mess of contradictions. Evangelicals following Donald Trump? How about fiscal conservatives who are okay with an extra $1 trillion of debt? I don't care what ideology you have, but if you are a conservative, if you're a liberal, or you're a libertarian, or whatever your ideology is, then you are the real problem in America today. The world is changing. We need to be flexible and take some ideas from different ideologies that will work in a certain environment. Hard-charging capitalism worked in the 1980s and 1990s because we were in the midst of a tech boom and the baby boomers were hitting middle age and working. There were jobs and opportunity for everybody, it seemed, so it made sense. But now to live by that theory that the less you tax the wealthy, the more the economy will grow, is total nonsense. Most investors are holding on to money for retirement and old age. They are not investing it in new technology and different ventures. Remember this. It's the moderates who are looking at many different ideologies and solutions that are trying to help this country. Moderates are not aligned with either of the political parties. They don't buy into them. Remember, being a moderate takes brain power and effort. You have to examine many different things. But if you stick to one ideology, all you do is go to the book that they tell you to read and speak what they tell you to spout. It's lazy. It's why people only watch Fox News or MSNBC. It's easy. Is it any wonder we don't have any solutions to the problems that really are so easy to fix? We desperately need infrastructure repair that would actually create higher paying jobs and help the future economy. And both sides seem to want it, but nothing. We need entitlement reform that doesn't require killing off old people, but so far, nothing. We need to stop companies from merging and creating monopolies. All they're doing is increasing prices for their own profit while decreasing jobs and stopping investment into new technologies and ventures. Does that sound socialistic? Well, maybe a hint, but it also sounds like free market principles. Increase competition to lower prices and create more jobs. Go ahead and stick to your worn-out ideologies. It's your fault. You are the cause. Talk to you next time.
For more on John Daly, go to informednotinflamed.com.